Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
MSNBC host Yasmine Vozeguin was off air for a couple weeks, and she returned to the air to announce why she was off air, and she announced it was because of myocarditis. Here is that live segment.
I know from my Twitter feed that many of you have wondered why I have been off the air for a little while. Well, I have been dealing with a little bit of a health scare. On December 20th, I began to feel chest pains, and they waxed and waned over a period of 10 days. I wasn't quite sure what to make of it, but as they continued to get worse, I started to think something was actually wrong. It was December 30th when I finally went to an urgent care and was told I had reflux. I didn't really buy it, but I was relieved it wasn't my heart. My body, though, was pretty certain not to believe the reflux. The next day, on December 30th, I woke up with severe pains both in my chest and my left shoulder, and it was like a tightening in my chest when I took deep breaths. That got worse when I was laying flat. I knew enough at that moment to understand that it could mean, could is the key word here, that I was having a heart attack, especially because it was happening in the left part of my shoulder. I want to remind you, I run 7 miles 3 to 4 times a week, or I did. I do yoga. I don't eat meat. I don't smoke. I drink occasionally. Not right now, though, because my doctor tells me I can't. Aside from probably not getting enough sleep and working too much, I'm a pretty healthy person. But on that day, I was anything but. My husband drove me to the emergency room, and from there, the nightmare that has been my January began. I was diagnosed with pericarditis, inflammation of the lining of my heart, brought on by a virus, a literal common cold. I also had fluid around my heart that had to be drained or else it could hinder the beating of my heart. I was hospitalized for 4 nights and transferred from a local hospital to NYU Langone here in New York City. On January 4th, I was finally discharged after doctors drained the fluid around my heart, and I bounced out of the hospital. I couldn't get out of there fast enough with the hopes I was on the mend. But that was not the end. 3 days later, I was readmitted when I felt a flutter in my heart, like a butterfly. It was inside my chest. They determined I had developed myocarditis, inflammation of the actual heart now, the heart muscle. I remember being shepherded through the emergency room and wondering, is this it? It wasn't, thank God. Instead, I spent 5 more days in the hospital where they ran a battery of tests, adjusted my meds, and made sure nothing else was.
So this is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. She's fully vaccinated, and I hear this a lot from vaccinated individuals that are healthy. Oh, I used to run. I used to ride bikes. I can't anymore. And they're calling it the common cold. So we've now heard it. Oh, you're eating eggs. That's why the heart problems are going up. Oh, now they have it. This is from the Sun. Urgent warning to gardeners as soil increases risk of killer heart disease. Oh, you're gardening. That's causing the heart disease. But Dr. Peter McCullough, what's your response to that segment?
Owen, yeah, I'm a cardiologist. I saw patients all day long yesterday in the office with this condition, myopericarditis due to COVID-19 vaccination. What she had was a serious accumulation of fluid around the heart and a condition called pericardial tamponade, which has been reported after COVID-19 vaccination. You know, she was hospitalized multiple times, transferred from one hospital to another. This is serious. This is not something due to the common cold. So in this type of situation, the cautious place to be for her and the media is to make the connection that this is related to COVID-19 vaccination because she has a public health duty to warn others. What she's doing is she's abrogating that responsibility and then trying to blame it on a common cold or some other etiology. You know, this is in the backdrop of MSNBC is a prominent recipient of White House HHS COVID Community Corps funding. They are listed as one of the media outlets that actually took federal dollars to push the vaccine. And what I would want to know in the talking points from HHS was MSNBC told to not mention the vaccine as a cause of complications. That's what I would want to know.
And just 20 seconds left to the break. Have you ever heard of heart problems being caused by a common cold before?
It's rare. You know, certain viral illnesses can do it. But I can tell you, in the clear and present effects of COVID-19 vaccination, that is the cause of this problem.
We'll be right back with more from Dr. Peter McCullough.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And Dr. Peter McCullough is with us. And ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget about his great website, OnlineHealthNow.com. And with all the newly found distrust and mistrust, well placed, if I may add, in the medical establishment, OnlineHealthNow.com is a good resource for you. Access to uncensored content, schedule virtual appointments to speak with medical professionals and doctors, getting exclusive treatment packages, shopping online for doctor-approved supplements, and more. OnlineHealthNow.com, it's the good doctors that you can trust, and you can find them there with Dr. Peter McCullough. And so, sadly, I guess this lady on MSNBC has either put her trust in the wrong doctors, or she, or the, I mean, how does this, how do you even view this situation coming to her having these heart problems, the top vaccine side effects? It's well documented at this point. We're seeing it everywhere. I got more stacks of news on it. But how do we, how do you think we've come to this point where she goes off air, fully vaccinated, has the main side effects we're seeing in the vaccinated individuals, but then is told it was caused by the common cold or a virus, and she goes on air and she does this? We know about the funding. We know about the propaganda. But, I mean, how does this even happen? How does she go from having the heart problems to the doctor's office, the hospital, back on air, to then say this is from the flu or this is from the cold? I mean, how do you even imagine or envision that going down?
It's either she knew or she should have known. The cases are mounting. Thousands of cases of myocarditis in the United States now due after the vaccine. And in her case, you know, she had about a 4-inch needle that had to be put into her chest to drain the fluid out. Oh, and this was not a trivial thing. She was hospitalized twice. That's what we're finding with myopericarditis after COVID-19 vaccination. Multiple papers have shown this now, that the majority of cases are serious and they warrant hospitalization. So I want people to understand this very clearly. When there's chest symptoms that develop after COVID-19 vaccines, take it seriously. She did, and you see what happened, hospitalized multiple times. Remember, she said she was was told it was esophageal reflux, and she felt blown off. She was right. So my point is, take it seriously, and MSNBC, the media anchors and others, they need to come out clean and start, you know, fulfilling their public health responsibility and implicating the vaccine as they should when these events happen.
I mean, if she would have not gone with what I'm assuming was her gut instinct to go back to the hospital saying this isn't reflux, if she doesn't go back after that, what kind of health problems might she be dealing with today?
Well, she could have had a cardiopulmonary arrest due to pericardial tamponade. And so I want people to understand this. When fluid builds up around the heart, it puts so much tension on the heart itself, it basically crushes the heart. It can't fill. And individuals can have cardiopulmonary arrests. We know in two autopsy studies, one from Schwab and one from Chavez, that 70 to 80% of deaths after vaccination are due to vaccine problems like myocarditis, blood clots, and fatal intracranial hemorrhages and strokes. So, I wonder how many of these deaths occur after COVID-19 vaccination. In fact, may have been pericardial tamponade cases, and that could have happened to her. It's that serious. You could tell that by the look in her face. She understood it was serious, and she understood. She almost looked to me like she felt burned by this whole thing, and that's the look of someone who's not burned by a common cold. She looks burned and angry because she's taken a COVID-19 vaccine, and she's just not saying it on air.
Interesting. That's an interesting read that you have there. And if that is the case, I think it's sad. And I guess, hey, look, she probably has a nice salary and a nice job she doesn't want to get rid of. And maybe that's why she doesn't want to make an issue of this. But I think should that be the case, as we mentioned earlier, I think it's going to give eventually. Eventually, not everybody's going to sell their souls out for money. Not everybody's going to be that desperate to stay on TV or whatever the case may be. And the next time or the next time or the next time, eventually somebody's going to come on air and say, you know what? I had a vaccine side effect. I was told to lie to you about it. It was covered up even in the hospital. And here's what I'm going to tell you now. And so I kind of expect that to happen. And just briefly, for people that are listening and maybe you've gotten the vaccine, you're worried about this, just reemphasize, if you have questions or you're feeling something weird in your chest, I mean, what do you suggest people do?
If people have significant chest symptoms, chest pain, effort, intolerance, they do need to see a doctor, preferably a cardiologist. I do a series of blood tests, EKG. In her case, the echocardiogram would have found fluid around the heart. And then the definitive test is cardiac MRI. And I anticipate when she came back the second time, she actually had a cardiac MRI, and it showed involvement not only the pericardium but the myocardium, and that would be diagnostic of COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis. There's a paper by Bohmeyer and colleagues from Germany in cases like hers when they did biopsies, Owen, and they found the vaccine spike protein in the heart. So this is clear it's due to the vaccine.
You know, I was going to jump to another subject, but you just brought up the spike protein. And look, I'm not a doctor. I only understand this because I've talked to doctors like Peter McCullough, and I've heard other lectures from other frontline doctors and such, so I can understand this now. But we need to get Dr. Peter McCullough's response, where there's two major developments happening right now that the average layman that doesn't understand medical nuance is missing. And that's one, the spike protein issue, which with Pfizer in this most recent video basically admits that they knew. The spike protein response that the mRNA vaccines is putting out is for a virus that's 2 to 3 years past its mutation. So they knew they were giving you a virus that was already expired, already defunct. It's like selling somebody a carton of expired milk. That's illegal. But in the Project Veritas videos, the executive, Walker, basically admits that they know what's going on. When he's talking about the directed evolution research, folks, you got to understand the nuanced medical speak here. That means that they know the vaccines they're selling you were already expired. They know that the vaccines they were selling you were for a virus that has already mutated 5, 6, 7 times, and that's why they were doing the research. I mean, talk about that bombshell that most people wouldn't understand.
That's an important observation, Owen, that in fact they know the original Wuhan Institute of Virology spike protein, the ancestral strain, has been long extinct for a couple years now. So Pfizer's recognizing this. Even their bivalent BA4, BA5 vaccines are already obsolete. BA4 and BA5 is less than 3% of strains by the CDC NowCast system, which is very accurate. We now have BQ and XBB as the common Omicron subvariants. So all vaccines that are being offered right now are completely obsolete. They have no theoretical chance of containing the virus. And as I've pointed out, they should all be removed from the market. There's no hope that they're going to work or have worked.
Folks, this is like the analogy would be if I walk into a Dallas Cowboys game for the 2022 season or 2023 season, and I walk into the Dallas Cowboys stadium and there's a guy who's selling programs and the program is from the year 2000. And I walk up, or 2020, I say, hey, I'd like a program. And he says, here's your program, and it's the 2020 season, and it has the 2020 team schedule and the 2020 team roster. But them telling you this is, oh, this is the new team. This is the program. No, this is a 2 years old program. They knew they were selling you a vaccine that was expired. Dr. Peter McCullough, I can't sell a supplement that's expired. They can't sell a vaccine that they know is expired.
They can't. And under no circumstances should people take this. You know, people should know that there is no hope that the vaccines can possibly do anything beneficial against the current strains of virus. And not only that, but, you know, a Harvard study by Clausen and colleagues have shown 94% of Americans have already been through respiratory COVID. Whether or not they've taken a vaccine, they've already been through respiratory COVID. And we know once somebody's COVID recovered, they have a negligible chance of any serious outcomes with another version. And in a paper by Chen and colleagues, New England Journal of Medicine, October of 2022, for those who had COVID through the Delta or Omicron outbreaks, there was, in that study, there was zero chance of hospitalization and death among 59,000 prisoners, 17,000 staff. Oh, and I can tell you, we are through the pandemic. President Biden has scheduled the end of the emergency.
That's right, and I want to talk to you about that on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
He will be back tomorrow, folks. Remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't want to buy a product, hit the donate tab so that when Alex gets back tomorrow, he's not stressing about finances. He can come right back on air and do a great job. Now, Dr. Peter McCullough mentioned this before we went to the break. Joe Biden to end COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. Oh, on May 11th. The question here is obvious, Dr. McCullough. What is the science behind choosing the day May 11th? And is there any science behind it?
Yeah, there's two levels of emergency declarations. One is the presidential declaration of a national emergency, and then the Secretary of Health and Human Services declaration of a public health emergency. They should only be determined by doctors. And the most common state and local definition for SARS-CoV-2 was when we exceeded 15% of hospital capacity with COVID pneumonia patients. That would be considered a public health emergency. It means that we couldn't handle the other cases. That went away, Owen, in January of 2021. So the emergency declaration should have been dropped in January of 2021. And governments have had a habit of hanging on to emergency declarations as a means to hanging on to power. This has happened before with other declarations of emergencies. In 1976, we enacted the Public Health Emergencies Act in order to actually end emergencies. That was the whole purpose of the legislation, because the executive branch became power hungry. Now we hear that Biden wants to schedule this. We don't schedule or unschedule a health emergency. You can tell just by that action alone that the declaration of emergencies has basically been a manipulated power grab.
Yeah, and of course, once you give government the power, they very rarely, if ever, relinquish it. And with commies and American leftists, you give them a thimble of power, they'll find a way to abuse it and conquer you with it. We're learning that the hard way. Now, this is just the stack of news I have on my desk today. It's like this every day. Here's some individuals who, it appear, may have died from COVID vaccine side effects. They won't tell you. 23-year-old University of Arizona swimmer Ty Wells dies suddenly, heart problems. Pain in Spain, journalist Sandra Carmona died, age 42, heart problems. She was a big vaccine advocate and pusher, fully boosted. Shock as top-rate New Jersey athlete collapses during game. A Roselle Catholic basketball player, top-ranked in high school juniors class, collapsed on the court Sunday. He did not die. Thank God, still with us. But, I mean, it's every day, Dr. McCullough. It's every day I have stacks of these news. Dies suddenly, heart problems, athletes, fit people, healthy people. I have friends, I have family telling me the same thing. When does this stop? When do we ask the question of what is going on here?
There's a public health obligation for the families in each and every case to come out and indicate if they've taken a vaccine or not. Lead cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra and myself have done a little mini documentary video on this. It's titled Until Proven Otherwise, meaning that a safe conservative regulatory stance is because the vaccines cause myocarditis and blood clots, and because the peer-reviewed literature says these conditions can be fatal, we should assume these cases are due to the COVID-19 vaccine as the cause of death until proven otherwise. On my podcast that just hit this week, today, on America Out Loud Talk Radio, McCullough Report, I feature French analyst Marc Giraudot, whose theory is that some individuals actually get a mainline injection of the lipid nanoparticles and RNA that go to the heart and other vital organs because there's no aspiration of the plunger to see if they're in a small capillary or venule in the deltoid. Another theory is that athletes take a bigger hit because they have a greater vasculature in their deltoid muscle, and so they get a more vigorous circulation of lipid nanoparticles to vital organs. It takes a lot to kill a 25-year-old man or woman who's an athlete. I can tell you this, it takes a lot. And I've been so impressed with how severe the myocarditis is, the electrical disturbances, the fatal arrhythmias and fatal blood clots. These vaccines are deadly and they should be taken off the market.
Now, the American media, cable news network, specifically mainstream media, has given the blackout, probably under orders or maybe feeling guilt for pushing this vaccine. They've blacked out the Project Veritas story and video, but yet China is covering it. It's all over the news in China. And based on your response, you may not be aware of that. Project Veritas did a screenshot here of all the different Chinese media outlets covering their video, playing the video. Now, obviously, India has interest in this. You know this firsthand. Now, China's a little more walled off to, we'll say, Western influence than perhaps India. But what do you make of Chinese media covering this, not just more than the American media? I mean, like a thousand times more.
Recall that China in 2021 quickly threw out Pfizer as a vaccine vendor in China. There's a Chinese menu of like 12 different vaccines in China. The majority of them are antigen-based vaccines. They feature the Sinovac, Coronavac, killed virus vaccine. But they threw Pfizer out early. And I'm not surprised now that they are revealing what looks like widespread Pfizer corruption and malfeasance.
Now, I don't know if you have seen this one yet either, and this is kind of just breaking today. I've got a whole video. Maybe we'll have time to air this later on the show. But George Webb and others have been doing research that has finally made it to James O'Keefe. Jordan Tristan Walker helped write the Boston Consulting Group white paper that recommended remdesivir only a few days after FDA emergency approval. For the full story of Rebecca, go to Mark Kulat's YouTube channel, Houstonic Live, and people told me I butchered that name. I apologize. I'm not doing it intentionally. I'm just not familiar with them. And now he's celebrating because O'Keefe is aware of it. 5 days of sleepless nights to get Walker BCG info to James O'Keefe. Finally, mission accomplished. I now realize gatekeepers were keeping this critical data from him. O'Keefe tweets out, Boston Consulting Group paper, Jordan Walker, Pfizer, director of our video, is one of the authors. Josh Keller is also an author, a managing partner at Boston Consulting. And it goes on. Do you think maybe there's more liability here with the Walker story? And do you think he might have been kind of used as a yes man, as a fall guy for this entire operation?
It's possible. You know, George Webb, very credible. He took the vaccine himself. He got myocarditis. The reporter you mentioned, he had basically vaccine-induced myocarditis himself. So he's clearly wanting to seek the truth on this. Boston Consulting Group appears to be a key figure in trying to push various pandemic response measures that are lucrative, like remdesivir and like vaccines. We know a lot of the operations here are done through consultants. So I think Boston Consulting now is brought into this fold of being implicated. And you're right, Walker may have been, in a sense, kind of an operative pushed between these two. As he was finding his way, he was obviously plucked out of his internship and became active in this space.
This has been an amazing interview with Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. Peter McCullough, we thank you for your time. Aside from the great website you've made, onlinehealthnow.com, where can people follow you?
You can follow me at my website, my personal website, petermcculloughmd.com. That'll take you all over the internet. Make sure you check out my podcast this week on America Out Loud Talk Radio, McCullough Report. Fascinating about systemic circulation of the vaccines.
Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
As always, an honor to be here with you, filling in for Alex on the Alex Jones Show. And ladies and gentlemen, Alex is scheduled to be back hosting tomorrow. So let's make sure when Alex gets back in the office tomorrow that he doesn't look at the numbers and say, boy, I really need to plug. I really need to bring some more money in here. I took a break and we took a hit. No, let's make it that Alex sits down and says, oh, we did okay. We're doing all right. All right, I can focus on the news. I can focus on getting in studio, going right on air. So get to InfoWarsStore.com. Get one of the great products. Or if you don't want to get a product, hit the donation tab. And it's, of course, your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. Now, remember, exclusive offer for the listening audience today. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But for you, the listener, with coupon code FREEALEX, you can get it 40% off.
40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code Alex. All right, I've got stacks of other news here. And free Alex, I'm sorry, thank you, crew. Coupon code free Alex. Coupon code free Alex, 40% off at checkout on Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. Thank you, crew. Okay. I'm going to air the video of the Bolton Consulting Group report with the Jordan Tristan Walker involvement at 2 o'clock before Maria Z takes over. I've got stacks of other news here I want to just start to pile drive through like this. And this is the kind of stuff that motivates me to want to watch a movie or support an actor. Shazam star Zachary Levy, 42, is slammed online for tweets agreeing that COVID vaccine maker Pfizer is a danger to the world just 1 month before his new sequel is released. Now, I've not seen the original Shazam, but now I'm curious to go watch it with a Hollywood actor that doesn't hate my guts and hasn't sold his soul. So now I like Zachary Levy, and I'm interested to watch his movies. But imagine disagreeing with that. Imagine thinking that's controversial. Pfizer, who settled the biggest medical malpractice lawsuits in U.S. history, and now Pfizer, whose executives, multiple undercover Project Veritas video has exposed what their shenanigans and corruption is really about with undercover videos. And imagine disagreeing thinking Pfizer is not a danger to the world. You are under Stockholm syndrome, or you are either a liar or brainwashed, if that's how you feel. But aside from that, this guy isn't allowed to speak his mind. If he would have come out and called vaccine skeptics racists and terrorists, then he would have been celebrated by the mainstream media. But because he tells the truth about Pfizer, he gets attacked. So don't be surprised if this is his last big Hollywood deal. So let's go support that movie and make that pain even worse for them, trying to cancel him, even though he gets top-selling movies. Australian health authorities call for more COVID boosters, but the public says no. Australia and New Zealand suffered some of the worst pandemic mandate conditions of any country in the Western world, crossing the line into totalitarianism on a number of occasions. But now that their governments are continuing to promote the COVID vaccines, the citizens are increasingly saying no, thank you. This is a sign of victory because I guess they really thought they could force 10 of these shots into your arm and kill you. And we won, folks. We won the info war. And you know what? That's a sad thing to say because I don't forget the people that have died in this phase. I have friends and family that are vaccine damaged and some have died. So I don't say this lightly or celebratory. I'm just saying that we've won the info war. People now know the vaccines are deadly and people are now willing to state it and die on this hill. And it's so obvious at this point that now even the most authoritarian countries like Australia and New Zealand pushing these vaccines onto their citizens, the citizens are now saying, no, thank you. We know what this is really about. This is a huge victory, folks. Truly. It truly is. And again, I can't even celebrate it because of all the people that have died in this process, but it is a sign we're winning. And so I really think they thought they could roll this out, put you in fear, stick 10 of these jabs in your arm and blow your heart out, and it ain't working. So what are they going to do next to try to cover it up or to try to deceive you into taking one of these shots before? Here's an example of why, sadly. Grieving mom speaks out on the death of her 23-year-old daughter. Here it is in clip 6.
They were pro-vaccine. We, you know, thought the people who wouldn't get the vaccine or thought COVID wasn't real were silly. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just a normal person. And then one day my daughter drops dead and all of this, I just, the only thing, I wish I had been aware of this before. I wish I had have looked. I wish I had have researched. I just, every other minute, I think, because she was my best friend, you know. I think, I'll just talk to Caitlin. She's not here. And I think there are so many signs My name's Raylene Kennedy. I'm the mum of Caitlin Gotts. Caitlin, it's her birthday today, 12th of February. She's 24 today. 12 weeks ago, 17th of November 2021, she dropped dead at work. The coroner has told us that she was perfect. There was absolutely no reason except that she had an enlarged heart, and they're doing histology for 6 months. The coroner has said, I need to be prepared for, at the end of that 6 months, for a determination of undetermined as her cause of death. I'm not prepared for a determination of undetermined. She died. There is a reason she died. How can they say in this day and age that they can't work out why she died? She had an enlarged heart. That was the only thing. She'd been sick since the... They didn't ask for any chronological, any time frame, any events surrounding her death. Asked for nothing. All they've done is the Australian Vaccine Register. They've sealed her record, so I can't find her batch number or anything. I emailed them in.
Pretty heartbreaking stuff there. And... again, I've had to be faced with this long enough, but others are starting to realize it. How cold, how evil, how diabolical, how separated from the human soul you have to be to promote a program like this that you know has killed hundreds of thousands of people from Australia to the United States and everywhere in between. You knew it was going to happen, and you continue to promote it and push it and say it's safe and effective. It's really even hard to fathom how evil that is, how cold that is, how completely separated from the human soul you have to be to feel no remorse, to feel nothing, but to roll out a program that you know is going to kill potentially millions of people, if not more, worldwide, and do it with a straight face and say safe and effective. And you knew the whole time. And little boys and little girls, sons and daughters, grandparents, fathers, mothers, people losing their loved ones because of this COVID-19 vaccine that they told you was safe and effective and forced into your arm, manipulated you into getting it, and they feel no remorse at all. None. None. It's pretty hard to imagine, isn't it? Pretty hard to fathom. You really probably can't even put yourself into that state of being, because you still have a soul. But that's what we're dealing with. That is the cold, diabolical, soulless nature of the globalists, of big pharma, of big tech, and all their friends in the mainstream media, and the U.S. government and the federal government. This is what we're dealing with, folks. This is what we're up against. And this is why it's worth it, because humanity is worth it. And saving humanity from these diabolical eugenicists is the mission.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do a news blitz here before guest host Maria Z takes over and we hear about this situation of Jordan Trishkin Walker helping write the Boston Consulting Group white paper that recommended remdesivir, which we know how devastating that was. Quickly, though, let's do a news blitz. Cleburne County, Arkansas rejects voting machines, will move to paper ballots. Now, I didn't go into the political data here to figure out much about Cleburne, and I don't want to spend too much time on it now, but I'll go ahead and just make a blind bet right now that a Democrat ain't winning anything in Cleburne County, Arkansas for a long time. Just going to make a safe, probably ill-informed bet there, but, you know, paper ballots, hand counting, doesn't bode well for Democrats. And you notice it's not Democrats that do it, so I'm confident that's probably not a Democrat district. But, hey, could be wrong. Prove me wrong. An exclusive interview with Mike Lindell. You're playing a football game on a rigged field. Mike Lindell discusses election integrity after RNC chairman election of Ronna McDaniel says he will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live Tuesday. Is Mike Lindell going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight? That should be interesting. Looking forward to that. Now, this situation with Tyre Nichols continues to get weirder. Memphis Fire Department fires three emergency responders for failing to provide adequate medical care to Tyree Nichols, and a sixth police officer has been relieved of his duty as well. So we're up to nine people, by my count, that have been relieved of duty because of this. Now, just because people are sending me this stuff, I want to address something, and I'm not going to give it too much fire right now. I'm not going to give it too much gasoline, simply because I'm not convinced of any of it. I haven't seen enough credible evidence. But there are, of course, the conspiracy theories and the rumors out there about some other stuff that was happening behind the scenes that really led to that situation with Tyree Nichols. And, you know, it's so unexplainable and it's so inhumane. You almost can't even believe that this was just an organic situation that popped up, that there maybe wasn't something else going on. But I haven't seen enough stuff that is credible for me to jump to any conclusions or to report on any of that. But since people are sending it to me, I thought I'd at least throw that out there. But again, the obvious response here is the situation that we saw in the Tyree Nichols video is 1,000 times worse than we saw in the George Floyd video. But the response to the George Floyd video was 1,000 times worse than what we saw from the Tyree Nichols video. You go figure that one out. Oh, here we go. They love Christianity, not. Jesus could have been transgender, claims Cambridge Dean. These people, you're just disgusting freaks. Jesus could have been transgender. Okay. Okay. Libtard's gonna libtard. But they really just hate Christianity, and really they just hate religion because it doesn't force you to go into a higher moral state or a higher moral consciousness. But that's the idea behind it. That's the practice behind it. And that's how you raise your children in religions, whether it's Christianity or whether it's you're Jewish or Muslim or anything else. You want to, it has values, ethics, morals, and you're supposed to raise your family like that. That's why the left degenerates hate it. That's why the trannies and the sex perverts and the pedophiles and the militant LGBTQ army hate it, because they don't like moral standards. They don't like people having moral standards in comparison to them. They want the moral high ground, even though they're the degenerates. Whoopi Goldberg, she's not very smart, and she said one of the dumbest things she's ever said, maybe, and that's saying a lot. After five black cops fatally beat black men, Whoopi Goldberg says, quote, "Do we need to see white people also get beaten up before anybody will do anything?" Maybe that's what Whoopi would like to see, even though that happens all the time. In fact, it's become a viral phenomenon, people sharing police brutality videos of white people getting killed by police that never make the mainstream media because they have the wrong skin color. So it already is happening, Whoopi. In fact, more white people are killed by police than black people every year. You just don't cover it, and you don't even care to look into it either. You just only want to spout off your ill-informed, ignorant opinions and your propaganda. But I would just say this then, because we can all play this game. How many black babies have to get aborted before we will do anything? Oh, I see. So the black guy that gets beaten up and killed by police is enough for Whoopi Goldberg to make a blatantly racist statement. But when tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of black babies are aborted, killed in this country every year, Whoopi Goldberg says nothing. She loves it, actually. She's a big fan of killing black babies. So how many black babies have to die, Whoopi Goldberg, before you will do anything about abortion, I would ask. Millionaire Bernie Sanders charging $95 a ticket for an event where he tells you why capitalism is bad. I just have a good laugh at that one. We all laugh at that. Liberal's gonna liberal. Here's another good liberal Democrat who's a fraud. Steph Curry, the Biden-supporting Democrat, writes letter opposing low-income housing development next to his mansion. Oh, good liberal Democrat Steph Curry doesn't want the lonely peons and the peasants and the serfs outside of his house. He's not for that. Oh, poor little Steph. Poor little Steph Curry. Oh, must be tough. Poor him. And now he's asking the government now to build him a wall so that he doesn't have to see the peasants, too. That's nice. That's good. Now, this is just wild stuff. Talk about being ungrateful. So there's a video of a Tunisian group who goes to underdeveloped parts of Africa and brings them some semblance of an infrastructure so they can get water. And, of course, leave it to liberals to complain. Now, here's the amazing thing about this video. If you look in the background, guys, just give me the B-roll here of clip three. If you look at the background here, you'll see that the adults who are seeing this young black child get water, get his face washed, and get water out of the hands. And you see, look at their smiles, guys. Look at how happy they are. This is amazing. We got water infrastructure. Look, the child is getting water. We're cleaning him. This is so great for our kids and our community. It's such a great thing. And leave it to white liberals to complain. Oh, it's the white savior. Oh, it's the white savior. Look at him making the kid drink from his hands. This is literally what they're complaining about. It's all over the internet. Here's one. Why is it that white people are incapable of helping Africa without humiliating us or taking away our dignity in the process? Okay, so I guess by your logic, we should just leave these young African children out in the desert to starve and go thirsty. By your logic. You don't like the Tunisian people trying to help underdeveloped parts of Africa, huh? You're sick people, you know that? You are really sick, disgusting people. Look at the smiles in that video. You think they're mad because this guy's white? You think they're mad because this guy's trying to get water to a thirsty child with his hands? You think they're mad about that? No, look at the smiles on their face. You leftists and your racism, you are sick, disturbed freaks. You really are. NAACP considering lawsuit over Florida's ban of African American studies class that contained CRT and section on queer theory. Yeah, they're mad because they can't promote more black supremacy. And that's really what it's all about. That's really what it all is all about. They are black supremacists. And by the way, I don't give a damn. Be a black supremacist. Doesn't bother me at all. I see all the videos. I see all your black supremacy videos. I see the new narrative about the NFL with two black quarterbacks. And the whole narrative is, this is the end of the white quarterback era. Black quarterbacks are better. Whatever, fine. I just like watching football. I don't care what color the skin is of the players. But this is what it really is. I can do a whole show playing all these videos. There's a video going viral right now of a Black Panther group, it appears, saying they need to go kill white people. Do I play that on the air? I don't care. Be a black supremacist. Believe in black supremacy. Doesn't bother me at all. I don't give a damn. I live my life just fine in the skin I'm in this divine creation of God. But what are they really mad about? They're mad because they got caught lying about sneaking critical race theory into the schools illegally. And now they're doing this stunt where leftists are going into the school libraries where they've banned history. It's just a total lie. And they've taken every book out of the library. And they said, this is what Ron DeSantis did. Total propaganda, total lies. It's all for a photo op. Just understand that when you see it. Babies born alive after abortion can be left to die under New York law legalizing abortions up to birth. These are sick people, but they tell you how they really feel. Like Gretchen Whitmer, this is another sick woman. Gretchen Whitmer defends abortion. Killing babies for profit is good economics. Now you understand how the World Economic Forum thinks. Now you understand how the UN thinks and the World Health Organization thinks and Bill Gates thinks and the Democrats thinks and the leftists think. Less humans is good for the economy. That's why they put that Pfizer vaccine into your vein and blew your heart out, baby. That's why they love abortion so much.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.